Well, he's quite nice, don't we? 3 points again, I suppose, and that's the important thing, really, more than anything.
Yeah, it is from our point of view, obviously, to continue the... yes, the run of results, but the good football as well, and I thought we did that. In a game that was spoiled by one player, really, with a horrendous tackle, and then an overreactive referee, really. And it, you know, it probably could be an element of good play that it could have been out of the game, because it, you know, we're happy with the 3 points and always want to go on score more, but having to suck Witten out of the way that they were defending was quite difficult. But you know, it's again another, like you say, another 3 points, and good to look at the for the lads, you know, within the farm now. I'm sure they'll be looking at the table and everything, and you know, I'll give them a little bit of a challenge, so see whether they can do that. But you know, from our point of view, Chris Worsley sending off is just an absolute.
There you are.
The sending off for Chris Worsley, yeah. His foot's not even off the floor. He's gone in, it's a strong tackle. And, you know, 2 seconds after that,
then
number 10, miles worse.
Yeah.
Miles worse. And it wasn't his first. He'd been kicking people all game. But these are the things that the officials miss out of. So hopefully they'll learn from it and make them get better, because if they get better, I'm sure the games will be better.
The good thing from your point of view and from Watt's point of view is, it could have very easily turned into a scrap at that point, and which is what they would have wanted, but we just kept on playing football.
Yeah, but I think you know, that's credit to the lads. Yeah. You know, we got the message out, we made sure we stayed disciplined, and be very difficult sometimes when you see a teammate who's obviously been a horrendous tackle and he's gone to hospital now. When you see that, it's very easy to look for retribution, but you know, credit to the lads, they took on board what we were saying, because it wasn't about that. You know, it's about making sure that we win the games, and no other better way to do it than go and score another goal.
What's the latest on?
Don't know. He's badly bruised, so he's gone for a precautionary X-ray. It's a shame, you know, because obviously a very talented player, and I'm sure they'll be, touch wood, I'm not sure, because you never know what an X-ray is going to show, but. Let's hope he's okay. As he's there, like, because nobody wants to see injuries.
In any game.
And you know, the lad there, he's ended up on, gone over on his ankle, and he's on gas and air in there. Mm. So, hopefully, it's one of them things that happen in football. But let's hope we're both okay.
And up for another battle on Saturday, our friends from Rushall. It's always a battle. I guess. You know what to expect.
Yeah, we do. You know, we've got a ghost to put behind us on Saturday in my book, because it was around about this time of year when we played them
in October, November.
And you know, we'll come away from that game with lots of questions about the players, and you know, they need to make sure that they're up for the challenge and continue to play, you know, make the pitch big when we've got the ball, but when we've not got it, make sure we work hard to close them down. And again, it's just a continuation of how we've started the season, really.
Cheers, guys. See you Saturday.
Cheers.